Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm going to get right to it. Listen, we've got 2 hours today. I want to tell you, first and foremost, thank you for, again, making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. Only you can do that. We're broadcasting into 154 cities nationwide, as well as 53 countries. And I want to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Oh, and by the way, if you want to check out this video audio that I'm going to play for you in about 5 seconds, 10 seconds here, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, we're on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go to the top left side of the page on Before It's News, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Let's go ahead and check this out, because everybody's going to, well, they're going to be able to understand the information given unto us. Now, keep in mind, this all started out, friends, with 2 weeks, wear the mask. Now look at this, okay? This is what they said then, and this is what they're saying now.
Don't
check
want to
this
be
out.
Vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory.
It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
The federal government should step in and issue mandates, and if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
Well, I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government.
That's right.
What our role is, and what we are going to continue to do, is make the vaccine available.
We can kind of almost see the end. We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real-world data.
I don't know why I bring all these papers. I never look at them.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
When you give numbers, I do. I go, oh. Did you really do that?
I just say whatever they write down for me.
Okay, so you have the Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. David Williams, speaking with Associate Dr. Barbara Yaffe, saying, I only say what it is they write down for me to say. Okay? You remember all this? Remember how they all started this? And now you all understand where we're at today, right? Just in the exact, we're at 180 degrees, perpendicular, friends, opposite of where we were when they started this whole pandemic. And, of course, this is how they always do it. What comes to my aid right now in thought is that of Afghanistan. It's only going to be a six-month war. It's only going to be a six-month war. 21 years later, they're still there stealing the taxpayers' coffers, the dollars, reallocating them at will, where they so choose, not to what they're constitutionally supposed to do with what it is that they've taken from the people, because first of all, they didn't ask. They forgot who they represent. But again, friends, here is another cycle of tyranny that the American people are putting up with. Now, you just heard Pelosi, you just heard Fauci, you just heard the head of the CDC, and this little useful idiot in the People's White House. Oh, it's not the federal government's job to do this. No, we can't do this. No, I wouldn't do this, said Treasonous Joe. And now, 2 years later, friends, what are they doing? They're pushing harder than they ever have for what? Vaccine passports. Vaccine passports. And then we go to the end of the video, and what does it say? Well, we have the chief medical officer with his associate, Dr. Barbara Yaffe, saying, well, I don't know why they give us all these papers. I just say whatever they write down for me to say. Do you understand, America? This is not a game. This isn't a sports playoff. This is serious stuff. I know people have been taught to be, you know, sportsmanlike conduct, you know, raised up with that, with ethics and etiquettes and knowing how to treat each other. Yeah, but that's not where we're at today. Listen, we've left off doing to others as you'd have them do unto us a long time ago. We need to understand that we're playing with the people that don't play by the rules. Okay, and we also need to understand how dangerous they are, because you need to understand they were not raised the way that we were raised. They are not living a life the way that we live our lives, friends. They live as a bunch of demigods, a bunch of despots. They do whatever they want to do, friends, and then when they think of a new thing to throw down on the people that they're supposed to serve, they go ahead and do it, and then they expect you to do their biddings. When in fact, if people knew the founding documents, they would understand that they cannot do any of the things that they do. There would be no distinction between us and them as to how we live and what it is that we do, because we're all ruled by God under God, and we're all ruled by His law, like it or not. The moral law, Exodus 20. But again, what do we see today? Just the exact opposite. No matter how many times I get on this radio program or on social media platforms and show you how they've been busted, how they've been exposed once again, over and over and over again, the people are still waiting for the next thing that they do. And again, as I've said so many times, by the way, put that up against Luke 12 too. But again, as I have to say this, how do you help a people that don't help themselves? Okay. Now what's happening, friends, is they are going full-fledged communist. Now they're talking about you looking out societally. They're telling you to look out for everybody else regardless of yourself, now that they've gotten the ball this far down the field. I'm speaking metaphorically. Now they're telling you blatantly, friends, what we want is to implement a brand new form of government, which would be a global order, but it is communism on its face. They're not doing this in a closet. They're not doing this in a corner. They're doing it in your face. Let me remind you, Americans, this is not a game. And let me ask you the question again. Why is it that the American people have now subjected themselves into believing, and should I say this, awaiting the next narrative to be brought to them by the same corrupt tyrants that are setting the narrative even today? Makes absolutely no sense to me. Instead of the American people standing up the way that other countries are, I'll show you some of that video audio in just a couple minutes here. But what they're doing is they're standing up and they're saying, no, you're not going to set the narrative anymore. We're going to set the narrative, and it is reformation going back to the law of our Constitution in their prospective countries. But the American people, they're just fighting off whatever it is that they have to fight off. They could care less about the sacrifice that have been given on their behalf, namely for their freedoms in which they have today. Remember, friends, before I take this hard break, freedom was given unto us to do not what we want to do, but what we ought to do. And if we truly are thankful for it, we're going to live under what they fought and bled, died to give us. Okay? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
The topic. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go over and I want to just keep taking this line upon line, friends. Precept upon precept, showing you what's going on. We're here to show you what the mainstream media means to withhold. In this particular case, they blurted the truth out in their confusion, but notice how they're taking it lightly. Now, keep in mind, the Lord judges nations for those that lightly esteem him. He judges nations for those that are not valiant for the truth. He judges nations who hold it not to heart concerning the afflictions of Joseph, their country, the church, okay, first and foremost. So I want to bring you over now. Let's go over to Fox News really quick, and let's see how they blurted that truth out in their confusion concerning the escalation of communism in America today.
Dr. Fauci feels like he has no other choice but to go back on television. You may have missed what he said since you were too busy, you know, with your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Just minor details to the Fauchmaster.
This misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety.
Fauci obviously has a problem, and that problem is that you have too much freedom. You're not putting the state first when you go out to
it's
eat.
It's communism. That's the definition of communism.
And the solution's very simple. Just replace everything this country was founded on and have people follow his declaration of dependence instead. Joining me now, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul.
Now listen to Rand Paul. He'll do nothing but appease the American people.
Well, alarming. I mean, alarming, one, that he has such casual disdain for individual liberty. But if you combine that with also a casual disdain for science, boy, we got a real problem. An authoritarian who also doesn't obey
the science. Look at him laughing, chuckling.
I mean, over 100 million Americans have had COVID. And if you ask the CDC, well, how do these people react? The people have had COVID and recovered. How often do they get sick again? Do they spread the disease very well? Oh, we don't know. We don't keep track of that. Can you imagine the guy's in charge of this? We pay him more than anybody in the government. He has casual disdain for the Bill of Rights and your liberty.
One.
But he's not keeping track. He's like, CNN asked him one day.
Why is America in trouble?
He's like, oh, that's interesting.
And hey, folks, what I want you to catch again, and I don't know why I'm on this right now, but I'm just following the lead. This is how the Holy Ghost leads this boy. But it's interesting, friends, Romans 8:16. What's interesting here is as you're looking at both of them, neither one of them are making reference to law that condemns Fauci for lying. Okay, it's called perjury. He's under oath, and he's lying. And you cannot lie under oath. Both of them are chuckling this off. Romans 8:14, forgive me. Both of them are chuckling about the fact that he's wanting to trample the Declaration of Independence, and that he writes his own Declaration of Independence upon the state, which again, by the way, is the very definition of communism for those that don't know. That's what this is in fact leading to. They're tearing down the old system, and they're trying to create a new infrastructure based on what? Control of the government and the state. We don't derive our rights from the state. We do not derive our rights from the federal government. We derive our rights from God, and we delegate authority to these people to work for us. When it comes to an Anthony Fauci, you got to ask yourself the one question, why is this guy's face on television all the time? You have to ask yourself the question, why do we see the CDC giving orders or the Department of Health giving orders when that is called administrative law, which is unconstitutional? You have to ask yourself the question, why is it now that your federal government, starting under Donald Trump, has opened the floodgates to the medical industry to inundate you by force to take what it is that they're selling? And if you don't, then this is what we're going to do. You're going to lose your job. Then it's going to go further than that. And you can mark my words on this, friends. You can mark my words on it. It's going to go another step, and it's going to go another step until the people in this country realize the severity of what they're dealing with. Folks, this isn't a game. This is communism. I know that people in this country think it's funny. Oh, a lot of people did think it was no big deal until all of a sudden they lost their job. If they'll take away your livelihood, which, by the way, brings a curse, the Lord told us in the book of Deuteronomy that we are not supposed to do that. But this is exactly what the government has done. They're reversing their roles, and now they want you to believe that you work for them rather than them working for you. And the American people are going along with it, and how do I know it? Because going back to losing your job, I can tell you how many emails, how many texts, how many phone calls we have gotten. Hey, Bradley, where do I get that exemption? Hey, Bradley, where do I get that religious exemption? Well, it's interesting how many of you have run back to the Lord now that you're afraid of losing your job. But you didn't have a care for the things of God when you were living your own selfish life, did you? No, you didn't. But I want to just go back and prove the point, because that kind of stuff jacks me up. Fair-weathered friends, nobody needs them, and the Lord surely doesn't need them. But what I want to say here, friends, isn't it interesting how many people in this country didn't care about what's going on until it hit home, until it got to them? Now all of a sudden they care. And that shows you exactly how selfish Americans have become in this country. And they deserve exactly what they get if they don't stand up and defy this communist, because that's exactly what he is. It's exactly what he is. Hey, here's the deal. Our rights come from God. They work for us. The federal government is a creature of the states. The states are not a creature of the federal government, which means the federal government is not all-powerful. And furthermore, all the governors in our states can basically invoke what? The 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Okay? To do what? To stop what the government means to do. But you're under the impression, because of your ignorance and your lack of due diligence to go do your own homework to understand exactly what I'm talking about, and this is exactly why they're doing what they're doing, because if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And it's exactly what they're doing, because you're letting them do it. And then you have Rand Paul up here, who does nothing. In Fox News, by the way, if you look at the both of them, they're speaking lighthearted. The Fox little useful idiot over here, friends, has a big smile on his face as if to suggest this is some sort of joke. And then what do we have? Well, we have the representative from the senator from Kentucky. And what's he doing? What he always does. He's appeasing the American people because he wants you to believe that he's actually standing up against the likes of an Anthony Fauci, yet that's all he does is complain about and highlight the crimes that he has committed. I'm here to tell you, friends, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and these other appeasers in government, John Kennedy, the senator, I'll highlight him in a couple minutes, and the list goes on of these appeasers, Daryl Issa, you get the point, right? Here's the thing. It's not their job to magnify the crimes of Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden. It's not their job to magnify the crimes of the WHO and the CDC. That's not their job. It's their job to magnify the law against their crimes and establish judgment within the gates. Let me remind you, it's judgment that guards our liberties that the American people are not getting. Why? Because they're being entertained out of their freedoms by watching this sort of garbage. Look at this. For those that are on social media platforms, look at the face of the Fox News useful idiot. He's laughing. He's making a big joke about this. And here's faithful Rand Paul magnifying the crimes of Anthony Fauci rather than lawfully dealing with him unto judgment, Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9. And what is he doing? He's just highlighting all of the communist things and the totalitarianist things that he's doing even now. That's what he's doing. That's not his job. And you know what he's going to do when he's done doing this one, friends? Because I'll get him. And how they got my address, I have no idea. But what they'll do is they'll do a fundraiser and they'll fleece the very people that believe that Rand Paul is standing up and upholding the laws against the likes of an Anthony Fauci. No, that's not what he's doing. He's fleecing the very people, just like a whole plethora of others are fleecing the people. But what are they doing? They're getting on Fox News and they're putting on a show for the American people as, again, listen carefully, as they highlight the crimes of the corrupt in the government. They're not bringing forth the law, friends, because they don't want to lose their job. Folks, they're serving their sponsors. Do you understand? That's what they're doing. They're serving their sponsors. Let's watch a little more of this.
Should look into that as if
look at him laughing about it, friends.
He's never heard of it. He's a liar, and he lies about the natural immunity. He knows it works. This is a recipe for totalitarianism. It's a recipe for something we don't want in our country.
Okay, well, then why haven't you stopped it? That's the question. Why haven't you stopped it? Isn't every American with a little common sense asking the very question, then why aren't you stopping it? Why is Anthony Fauci, why is he so emboldened? Why does he have a smile on his face going forward, all the while knowing that he's been called out for the liar that he is? It's against the law, Americans. But what are your representatives doing? They're just telling you about how bad he is. Folks, they're installed. They're appeasers. They're controlled opposition, just like Fox News. When a man can sit there and laugh about what Fauci's doing in the face of a threat of communists within the United States of America and thinks it's funny, you know something's seriously wrong, friends. But I've been telling you that for a long, long time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Job Creators Network, one of the nation's largest small business advocacy groups,
filed a notice with the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday and sent a letter to President Joe Biden pushing back on his administration's bullying of small business owners and attempts to force them to comply with its employer vaccine mandates. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the White House will keep pushing.
Our message to businesses right now is to move forward with measures that will make their workplaces safer and protect them, their workforces from COVID-19.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee blasted the verdict released on Friday in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse and called for the Justice Department to review the court decision. Representative Jerry Nadler's remarks veered sharply from the message issued by President Joe Biden, who, unlike progressives, said that he respected the jury's decision. This is USA Radio News. The official European Union database of suspected drug reaction website is now reporting 30,551 fatalities and 1,163,000 adverse drug reactions from COVID vaccines Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca through November 13th, based on the data submitted to its system. A lifelong feminist and Democrat gave a stark warning to her party. Stop promoting the abolition of biological sex or lose votes. And it's terrible for women and girls, Kara Danski, president of the Women's Human Rights Campaign U.S. chapter, told Fox News.
The movement to sort of promote the idea that men can be women is fundamentally anti-feminist, it is anti-woman, and it is very politically regressive.
She said the U.S. is in the middle of a national crisis over the meanings of the words sex and gender. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I really do. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I pay attention to social media platforms, by the way. I do my best to do so. In response to what I was just reading, I had someone just say, well, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do about all of this abuse coming from treasonous Joe Biden? Well, if you're a Christian, I shouldn't have to tell you what you're supposed to do. If you're a patriot, I shouldn't have to tell you what to do because you already know what to do. What did your forefathers do? Got a question for you. What did your forefathers do? Did you take and have you taken the time to read the Declaration of Independence, which shows you 3/4 of that documentation of them throwing off a tyrant that would not be ruled by God? By the way, that's why we have these T-shirts right here. This is your national slogan for those that are illiterate when it comes to their history. But rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Okay? And then when you turn it around, what do you see there? That is the history of the church when the Lord sent Moses to face Pharaoh saying, let my people go. It wasn't a request, it was a command. What did they do? What did the patriarchs in the Bible do? Oh, well, we were told that we were supposed to submit to the king. We don't have a king. The only king we have is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we have no king but King Jesus. And when you look at Article 6, Section 2, it's the supremacy clause in the United States of America. And everybody is ruled by them laws in the United States, starting with the president all the way down. What do you mean, what are you supposed to do? Here, let me take it this way. Now knowing that they work for you, your rights come from God, let me take it over and give you another parable, if I might. You own a business, and all of a sudden an employee comes in, and that employee doesn't like the fact that you have a constitution within your business. They don't want to follow the law, and you're the law. What do you do with them? When he attacks you, when he tries to bully you into submission to tearing down your constitution to recreate another one, do you sit there in a corner in your little safe spot? Do you have a little quiet time in your office and say and cry and say, what am I supposed to do? Here, let me show you what's happening in other countries. Tim Brown, Morning Show, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just highlighted this. And I think it's worth a view for those that still think that somehow or another that this is a game that's being played in America. And you can keep... You can keep in scope, friends, before your eyes and your ears what I'm telling you, because you can go ahead and mark it down. It's coming. It's coming to this country. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about totalitarian methods. Right now, what they're doing in America is they are fatiguing you. They're fatiguing you into compliance. They're going to drag this out as long as they have to, as they systematically break you down, as they systematically tighten the noose. Is that what's happening? Can you feel that noose, friends? Guess what? It's illegal in this country. But as long as you're going to submit to it and as long as you're going to put up with it, they're going to keep tightening that noose till it gets to this point. I'm going to show you a video right now. This is the Austrian police. Keep in mind they're disarmed people and they're hunting for the unvaccinated. This is exactly the SS in modern times. The Austrian police are hunting for the unvaccinated who have been confined to their homes and face fines of $1,660 for being in public, except when they are working. Are you going to allow this to happen in America, friends? Because you can rest assured it's coming. This is coming to America. Look at this. Look at these police. They're not police, by the way. They're agents of the state. They're agents of the tyrants. Look at them. Hunting for people to prove they're vaccinated. Look at this. Pulling them over on the side of the road, checking their vaccination status. Is this incredible? Is this incredible? And the police officer, she has a smile on her face, of course, because she's just doing her job, right? No, she's not doing her job. Neither are these police doing their job. And I'm here to tell you, I'm going to do some segments next week on what happens when a people have had it with being oppressed. I want to now bring you over to Croatia, and I want you to see on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, to the right side of the page, subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com, the top left side of the page, and I want to show you what happens to people that don't know the difference. And here, I want to also add, before I play this next segment, this short segment, of these police literally strong-arming her into the back of the car because she does not have a vaccine passport. Oh, I thought this was about our health, Americans. And guess what? These countries are looking to Americans to put a stop to it concerning their federal government, because when it stops in America, it stops in their country, because it's all being fed from the people's White House in this country. Just so you know. Just so you know. I want to give a strong warning today on Saturday's show. These police, I want to make clear that you understand in America, when the police in this country or any other said representatives leave the U.S. Constitution, here, let me say it this way. We had a Nuremberg trials back in May of 1945 after the fact, because 80 million people didn't know their constitution neither. And you know what's interesting is Martin Niemöller wrote a book on accusing the church, the evangelical church, of putting up Adolf Hitler and helping him to power, just like here in America, doing the same garbage, especially under Trump, okay, who teed this all up as to what we're dealing with today. But going fast forward, I'm here to tell you, when they leave the Constitution, starting at the People's White House, that means they have become despotic. They don't want to be ruled by God. They don't want to be ruled by law. They want to be a law unto themselves. That is illegal in America, and you have constitutional provision in lawfully dealing with that criminal in the People's White House for the act of treason, which he's already committed, said Donald Trump. Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22, 48. Am I right? Of course I'm right. But the people don't want them answers. What am I supposed to do? I just gave them to you. And then once he's impeached, you prosecute him for his crimes against we the people. Again, let me remind you, this is happening all over the world, but yet America is still waiting for Anthony Fauci and the WHO and the CDC and the People's White House to set the next narrative. And what did you just hear during the break, friends? You just heard the useful idiot in the People's Press House, in the White House, right? The People's House? What did she say? Well, we're going to keep pushing. You know what? You better know what you're doing, because what you're doing is playing a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous game. It's a dangerous game. When they leave off the Constitution, that means they are now agents of the state, or they are agents of the tyrant. They are no longer qualified to be in office in any sense of the word. Okay? Let me bring you over to Croatia. Okay? And I want you to see this one, because again, look at this.
Hey.
This is just about her health, friends. Just about her health. That's all. They're just looking out for her. Look at that. She doesn't have a vaccine passport. This is about your health, they want you to believe, Americans. Look at this. Is this the job of a police officer? Absolutely not. You know what every one of those that were indicted under Adolf Hitler said? They said they were just doing their job. No, they weren't just doing their job. If they were doing their job, they would have been standing up against the face of an Adolf Hitler. Are these police just doing their job? Nope. They're not doing their job. They're breaking the law just like the tyrant that they're working for, Americans. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Can't do anything more than what we're doing right now, friends. Let me tell you. That's not good enough. Here, let me show you, and this is what I'm talking about when I say these people are playing a dangerous game. Because they are. They are. And I'm going to be talking more about this as the weeks roll out. In America, we all know we have the United Nations on our soil. Someone just sent me something yesterday about how the Chinese are now training in Michigan. We know that we have UN equipment on American soil. I want to tell all them people, too, you are playing a dangerous, dangerous game. But yes, I understand that you're here for judgment. I do understand that. But I also want you to understand that you're only being used for judgment. You are not having your way the way that you feel that you're having your way. Because there comes a point when judgment is over with, God restores, okay, through that purge. And I believe America is going to go through that purge. Now I want to do this. I want to bring you over to Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic of Prague. And I want you to see what's happening to a people over there that have had enough. And this is why I'm telling the bad guys, you better understand, and the good guys, we better get this right or we're going to destroy ourselves in America. Look at this. How's that working out for the tyrants? What happens if those people get a hold of those tyrants? I'm not advocating, I'm not condoning or condemning, but the people will have justice sooner or later. What's happening, friends? What's happening? Are people just going along with it? You know what? And I said this before and I'll say it again. And I want you to listen to me carefully. Hey, to all you police officers that are just doing what you have to do to feed your family, you know what? That's honorable, but think about what you're doing and on whose behalf are you doing it, okay? I want you to understand that the people are only going to go for this for so long because they already know what's behind this agenda. Now we see Anthony Fauci in America blatantly saying that the rest of the people have to give it up for the rest of the society. That is about the most un-American thing I have ever heard in all of my life. But that's the direction they're going. When I come back on the other side, this is hour one, we got you for 2 hours. I'm going to pull up some more information as to what's going on in Austria. And I'm going to go outside and inside, and I'm going to show you what's going on over there. But here, this is it. If the tyrants mean to implement what the tyrants mean to implement, let them do it. Because if you let them do it, it will never get done. Folks, let's deal with the tyrants lawfully. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kathy from Minnesota. I thank God for the Sons of Liberty Radio Ministry. In a time where truth is hard to come by, I am confident that I can count on Bradley Dean. Bradley is not afraid to say the things that need to be said that others are shy away from. Thank you for courageously setting a biblical example for others to follow.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On one social media platform right now, we have 334 comments, 335 comments alone. By the way, share this content with your friends, please. If you want to call in and weigh in, let the people in 154 cities hear what you have to say, because not everybody's on the social media platform. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I was saying right before the end of the last break, friends, if the tyrants want a new government, then you know what? Let them enforce it. How is it that the people have not learned from the past? You know, when our forefathers, again, just a little history lesson here, when they wanted a war, they were the ones to lead it out. They didn't expect you to send your kids. They did it themselves. Now you put up with the likes of a Henry. Folks, a pedophile sits next to the said president of the United States. He's a war criminal. His name is Henry Kissinger. He said that military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. We know that, but we allow him to sit in the next presidency during that cabinet during that time, during their tenure, during that incumbency, and then it happens again, and I'm thinking about the book of Amos right now where the Lord said, I did this, but you didn't pay attention. I did this, but you still didn't listen to me. I did this, and then I did that, and then the judgments got worse, and you still didn't pay attention to me. And then it got to the point where the Lord drops the plumb line and says, no more, no more. We're at the no more now, okay? For all those that want to sit there and dare the justice of God, you're seeing it now. I've just seen Dan Good. I've seen you, Dan, on social media platforms. I've been warning people about this for a long time. He goes, they think I'm crazy. Yeah, well, they thought Noah was crazy, too, when he was building his ark, but it wasn't so funny when it started to rain, was it? Who was crazy? Dan, you hold to the truth, brother. You hold to the truth, regardless of what anybody says. At the end of the day, you're going to be found a faithful witness that delivers souls concerning those that took heed to your words. A faithful witness delivers souls. Okay? Period. Let's go over to Austria. Okay? Let's watch what the tyrants are creating in Austria. They're using the police, as they call themselves, the agents of the state, to enforce their tyrannical laws. See, it shows you how stupid the police are in Austria. By the way, it's not just Austria. It's in America, too. The police that are going along, it's the Secret Service, friends. It's these agencies, the FBI and the CIA, these unconstitutional agencies that have been created. They're not upholding the Constitution, friends. They're upholding the policies of a tyrant to destroy. They don't realize they're a part of the destruction. They're only being used temporarily. They haven't figured that out neither, because why? Just like most Americans, the bad guys haven't read history neither to see that they're expendable. You cannot, and I said it yesterday, you cannot lie, steal, kill, or destroy for somebody and expect that they're looking out for you at the end of the day. Nope, they'll do the same exact thing to you when they have no more need for you. That's the history of a tyrant. If only the people, like, remember Cromwell, folks? I mean, look to our forefathers. They said Caesar had his Brutus. Cromwell had his King Charles. They didn't put up with it. You remember Cromwell? He was the head of the military in England. And they had a problem with the king because he kept ignoring the Parliament, the Congress, the voice of the people. And the Parliament rose up with the help of Cromwell, and they said, listen, you can't keep ignoring us. We're servants to the people. And what happened at the end of the day, when the king knew that Congress and the people meant what they said, he went to seek out foreign aid to create war against his own people. It's exactly what's happening here. What did they do? Cromwell had King Charles beheaded. Did you know this? Can you imagine all the suffering and pain that stopped right then and there when they dealt with the corrupt? What about our forefathers when they said no more, the 13 colonies, 56 signers, and less than 3% of the population said no more concerning the tyrant from across the pond? And they sought the aid of God, and the Lord showed himself strong on their behalf. How did that work out, folks? 244 years later, here we are. Are you paying attention? You have to deal with the bad guys. Because it's the bad guys that have people warring against each other. And in this country, that includes not corruption just in government. This includes, in a big, major way, the CIA-controlled media and their useful idiots. And I showed you on during the first segment how he sat back and laughed about the things that Anthony Fauci was doing. And by the way, I'm not done with that point yet. I want to go on here. I got to get going because I want to finish that point before the end of the show. Let's go to Austria. Check this one out. Look what's happening in Austria. Do they have control of the people? Sounds like Germany, doesn't it, friends? What's happening? Their cruelties are swelling the ranks of the people in Austria. People are rising up, Americans. Lawfully. They're rising up lawfully. Okay? They're throwing off the tyrants. This brings forth a big problem to the tyrants. They need to deal with the tyrants, friends, is what they need to deal with. Because the next tyrant's going to do it. And we have, again, that provision in the United States Constitution. Okay? Let me bring you over to Austria yesterday night. Okay? This is November 18th. What's happening, friends? Are the people just sitting down taking it? Nope. But in America, they're waiting for Anthony Fauci to set the next narrative. What's going to happen to me? I'm going to lose my job. What do I do? He's threatening everything that I have worked so hard for. Well, what does common sense say, friends? This is the mob is what it is. Okay, so you see what's happening there. All right? And we can go on, and we can go on, and we can go on. Here's Melbourne, just so you can see this one for yourself. Okay, now they're taking this a little bit lighter, but you can see the people gathering in the streets, and they're singing, "We're not going to take it anymore." Wow. And Americans, and what are Americans doing? What are they doing, friends? Come on. Bradley, you're beating up on the Americans. No, I just love them a little bit more. That's all. Just being a little bit harder on those that are still in their slumber, shaking them awake. Because we have a responsibility to right the wrongs on a global basis. These people are waiting for Americans to stand up and take their place. And what are they doing? They're waiting for Fauci to set the next narrative. Shame on Americans. This is even happening in Iran, friends. Look at this. Global movement against COVID in Iran. Folks, do you guys see that? The people on a... Oh, my goodness, this is beautiful, Lord. Do you not see, friends, that people on a global scale... People on a global scale are unified against tyranny. Who creates the wars? Tyrants do. Look at this, friends. In Iran, they're standing up against tyranny. Are we listening to the fact that in Austria, in Australia, in Belgium, do we understand that in Israel, do you understand that those in Germany and in France and the UK and Canada, friends, do you see and do you hear the voice of the people and do you see the people rise up? We're unified. They don't want you to see that we're unified. I want to show you New York really quick. Look what's going on in New York. Did you know this, friends? These are the firefighters that are protesting outside of communist mayor Bill de Blasio's house. Did you see this? Of course not. The mainstream media doesn't want you to see it. Why don't they want you to see it? Because they don't want you to see that you're unified. Do you understand? We're unified against tyranny, friends. Oh, Lord, let this ring in the ears and let it drop in the hearts and minds of the people on a global basis. Let the people, friends, work those miracles and let the people see that this is the work of the devil working through his minions that are pushing forward to commit genocide, crimes against humanity. Oh, my goodness, folks, I'm rejoicing in heart right now. Anybody getting this with me? We're all saying the same thing. We're all unified against the tyrants that have been creating these wars between people of different countries and nations. We're all saying the same things. Hey, folks, what precipitates that of war? What's the first casualty for every war? The truth. And who withholds the truth more than the tyrants that are setting the narrative on a global basis? Boy, I'm getting two messages in here. I'm good. I'm rejoicing. This is good. The world is speaking out against tyranny. The world needs to rise together and deal with the tyrants lawfully. That's what the people need to do. We're going to take a quick break. We got hour two coming up. Looking forward to it. I'm going to bring you back to Fauci in just a moment, and I'm going to show you full-fledged what he's talking about.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.